Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you. I have the great pleasure of talking to the former President of the United States. Mr. President, welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Lars. Thank you.
Listen, I want to get right into it because I know your time is short, but let's start with Afghanistan. You had a great plan to exit Afghanistan. You held the Taliban to a set of conditions. Well, how did Joe Biden manage to make such a mess of it?
Because they're incompetent and the television generals are incompetent. We have great generals. I know them because we defeated, as you know, ISIS. If you look at 100% of the ISIS caliphate defeated and took out all of the major leaders, everybody, that was much more difficult than what we're talking about. We have incompetent generals at the top, the television generals, Milley and these guys. They took out the military first. And I had an understanding. I dealt with the top people in the Taliban, and I didn't deal with them nicely. And they knew that they would get hit harder than anybody has ever been hit before. I mean, we were Abdul, if you look, he's the boss, and he's now the boss. And I dealt with him, and I told him, I said, you'll get hit harder than any country has ever been hit. He understood. We didn't lose from that call. From the time I made that call, we didn't lose one soldier. 18 months we went. And then this happens where they just walk in and take over everything. The military goes out last. A child would know that. They took the military out. Everything was opened up. Everything was exposed. And we still have possibly thousands, but at least hundreds of American hostages right over there right now. We lost Bagram, a $10 billion base right next to China, which we were going to keep and we should have kept. And we lost, you know, these incredible young warriors and $85 billion worth of equipment. All of this, none of it should have happened. And I think it's a disgrace. I think it's one of the most embarrassing moments in our country. And I thought it was the border over the last few months. When you look at people coming in from all over the world, now they have a group of 100,000 Haitians coming up. And all over the world coming in, nobody talks about vaccine or mandates or anything else, Lars, as you know, better than I do, frankly. I've been listening to your show and knowing you for a long time. You must be driven crazy when you see this incompetence. But you see what it is, and then they want to destroy the country with their bill. We get 19 senators, Republican senators, to approve an infrastructure bill that's not infrastructure. That's Mitch McConnell. In fact, he voted for it. Incredible.
Let me ask you about the television generals. Did General Milley, just let me ask you straight out, did General Milley seize control of America's nuclear weapons in the last 2 weeks of your presidency by listening to Nancy Pelosi call you crazy, agreeing with her, and then telling his staff, nothing happens without my say-so, meaning General Milley?
I doubt it, because he wasn't very respected. And if there was never even a thought of using them, as you know. But he wasn't a very respected guy. I doubt it. I think when I gave an order, everybody listened to me, including Milley. By the way, he was easy for me. This guy used to walk into my office. He was nervous as hell all the time. He was sweating. I said, are you okay? This guy was a Zippo. But no, I doubt it, to be honest with you. I know a lot of the people in there, they would not have done anything other than what they're supposed to do.
Mr. President, they're still trying.
By the way, Lars, I never gave it thought. I never even gave it thought.
I know you didn't, and yet this thing, this meme they've tried to suggest that Donald Trump is crazy, Pelosi said so, to Milley, Milley agreed with her, the meme that you're going to attack China, that you're going to launch a nuclear war, that you would do anything, even crazy things, to maintain control of the United States. They're still trying to sell that idea. What do you say to that?
Don't forget, I'm the one that took in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs on China. We never took in 10 cents. As long as you've been sitting there, we never took in anything, not one penny from China. They've been ripping us off for years. I took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China in the form of taxes and tariffs. Never happened before. And businesses were being driven back to our country and other countries to an extent. But they were being driven back to our country. So I wouldn't say China was exactly in love with me, but I made an incredible trade deal, and the trade deal is to this day the best thing that ever happened to farmers. The farmers are getting rich all over our country. I'm going to Iowa this next weekend, and we're going to have a good time up in Iowa, but the farmers like Trump because of what I did with China. It was a one-way street with China. But to think about, in fact, what Milley did do is he probably hurt us in terms of trade, if you really get to it, because he takes credibility away from our country. This guy takes credibility, but his biggest credibility takeaway was, if you look at it, was with what happened in Afghanistan, the withdrawal, because I don't think our country has ever been so embarrassed militarily. It looks like militarily, it looks like we literally surrendered to the Taliban. They have knives and we have F-35s. And it looks like we ran away and surrendered and left our people there, which they call hostages, and left $85 billion worth of equipment there, and had 13, but many others very badly wounded, 13 warriors killed, great warriors killed, and many, many others are wounded very badly. Nobody ever talks about that. You know, they don't talk about the arms and the legs that got shot off. It's a terrible thing that happened.
Mr. President, let me ask you, there's one last thing on Milley. Was Milley's offer of a pre-warning, I know you weren't planning to attack China, that's not there, but Milley says to the Chinese, his counterparts in the communist Chinese PLA, he says, if we do, I'll give you forewarning. Is that treason?
I would say it's treason, yeah. I said that when I first heard it. You know, he said he told people about it. So many people haven't exactly stepped forward. There's only one person he's supposed to be telling. It's me. Yeah, I would say it's treason. I also say it hurts us in other ways other than militarily. It certainly hurts us, and from a security standpoint is a terrible thing. But it also hurts us in just our dealings with China. I was very successful in dealing with China. Then COVID came in, and I didn't feel very good about China. You know that very well. And then we rebuilt it again, and we did the vaccines in less than 9 months, and a whole pile of things happened that were so incredible. And then the election was rigged, and based on a rigged election, they're trying to change the entire system of our country, go to socialism or communism, because I'm not so sure it's not communism. You have no voice anymore. You have no, press. The freedom of press is gone. We don't have freedom of press anymore. They repress everything. They say bad about the one side, and they don't say anything bad about the other side. They're even trying to get rid of Afghanistan. They're trying to get rid of, you don't see the border. Very rarely do you see the border talked about, and it's one of the worst things that's ever happened to this country. It's one of the worst things ever to happen to our country. Millions and millions of people are pouring into our country.
They're saying by the end of the year, it may be 2 million illegal aliens. And now the Democrats are saying make 8 million green cards part of the reconciliation bill. What should Americans do about this if the government is acting in that out of control way, leaving the border open and saying, let's just turn all these people into citizens?
Well, I think it's much more than 2 million. I would say it's 8 million or 10 million. They're probably right when they say 8 million cards, but I think it's 8 or 10. You know, when you look at the people that we see, that we stop, by the way, we stop them and then we release them into our country, so it's not a big deal. But that's only a small fraction of the people that pour in unstopped. And, you know, I would say it could be 10 million. If you add that up, our country, what's happening. You know, they're emptying their jails. And I'm not just talking about Guatemala and El Salvador. I'm not talking about Honduras only and Mexico. I'm talking about many, many countries are emptying their jails out into the United States. Their prisoners are being let go into the United States. We are a bunch of fools. We're being run by either stupid people or people that truly hate our country. It's one or the other.
Maybe a combination of the two. Is Joe Biden protecting China from the responsibility it bears for the COVID virus because his son was bought off and through his son, Joe Biden himself?
Well, he's certainly protecting China. There's no question about that. I won't get into motives, but, you know, what you see is what you see.
Why not, Mr. President?
Yeah, why not? At this point, why not? But certainly he is protecting China, very soft on China. Now, you take Russia. I was the toughest ever on Russia. I'm the one that exposed the pipeline. I ended their pipeline. That was the biggest thing they've ever done, is their pipeline going into Europe. And Biden just let it go. It was incredible. He ended the pipeline we had, the Keystone XL. But he has one of the biggest pipelines in the world. I had it stopped from Russia into Europe. And he said, let it go. And yet he ends our pipeline. And right now they're negotiating with OPEC, trying to get energy. We were energy independent less than a year ago. And now, first time ever, in my opinion, they say 75 years. I say first time ever. We were totally energy independent. In fact, we had more energy than Saudi Arabia or Russia by a lot. And now they're going to Russia and they're going to Saudi Arabia and OPEC, trying to get energy, trying to get oil to come into our country. Can you believe this? And look at the price of the oil. Gasoline went from $1.87. It was even lower than that at some points during my administration. And now it's $5 and $6, and it's going to go much higher than that.
It's crazy. Mr. President, let me ask you. Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Michael Sussman, no longer with Perkins Coie, has now been indicted on federal charges in the Russia hoax investigation. Do you think Hillary herself or the people around her are ever going to see justice for their role in that?
Well, they certainly are guilty. I mean, it's her lawyer. They were the ones that paid for the fake dossier. They were the ones that spent years on doing what they did to this country, tie it up in the Russia hoax. And it turned out to be that they were the ones involved with Russia, not us. It's a real disgrace, I'll tell you, what happened. And it's too bad that more didn't happen. Actually, Horowitz had a great report. He did a great report, but for some reason, Bill Barr didn't use it. You know, just Bill Barr.
But John Durham's going to get the job done. Isn't John Durham getting the job? Isn't John Durham getting the job done that you're assigned?
Now we're going to find out. He certainly hit the very tip, and we're going to find out. If they do, you'll see things that have never been seen before in this country. But already, if you just stop it right here, it shows that they were the ones that created a false story. They just made up the story out of thin air and sold it to the American public, some of the American public. We have a lot of fans, that I can tell you. But they sold it to the American public, and it went on for years, and they knew it was a phony deal, and it was paid for by Hillary and the Democrats. And that's just disgraceful that they're allowed to get away with that.
Well, Ms. President, one of the people involved in pushing that story was Jake Sullivan, who's now National Security Advisor. What should we make of that?
Well, he was a key player in pushing the fake story and other fake stories, but he was a key player in it. And we have elections coming up, and they're going to be very important. I'll tell you, never has an election been so important as the two elections that are coming up. But, you know, that's a long time. We may not have a country left. If they keep going this way, they'll get something approved. You know, everyone says, oh, they stopped them. These people, you know, when you talk about Nancy Pelosi using the word crazy, I've been calling her Crazy Nancy for 4 years. She's crazy. Something wrong with her. And I'll tell you, she's trying to get this done, but she is a lunatic. And they'll do something. Somebody will fold, or they'll come in the middle, and they'll say it's a great victory. But they'll do something. They won't take a loss. They will not allow them to have a loss to guys like Mitch McConnell, who have been just beaten by them for years and years. We can't. I mean, we need better leadership in the Republican Party. We have great, great people. But we need better leadership than the Mitch McConnells of the world. That I can tell you.
Mr. President, 3 years ago, you signed Executive Order 13848. I know there's a lot of executive orders, but that one has to stick in your mind, the one that has to do with sanctions for foreign interference in an election. Are we ever going to see that used?
Well, they should use it, and they should use it. You look at this last election. They had foreign interference in this election. Everything that she did and everything they said about 2016 was a lie. It was the exact opposite. And you're going to see that because her lawyer now has got big problems. And the other lawyer, the biggest of them all, I guess, was forced out of his firm. It looks like he was forced out of his firm out of Perkins Coie. And we'll see what happens with those two. And it sounds like there may be more to come. Let me just say this, Lars, and you know this better than anybody. This should never be allowed to happen to a country again or to a president again. It was a fabricated con job. And it should never be allowed to happen to a country or a president again.
I agree with you. Mr. President, can you assure all of us who supported you the last two times that you will run in 2024?
I think you're going to be very happy. I think you're going to be very happy. I'm working very hard. You know, it's so sad to see some of the great things stay in Mexico. You know, so many of the great policies that we had just eviscerated by these people with an executive order just signing. He doesn't even know what the hell he's signing. And our country's going to hell. So, you know, those elections are very important, but they're a long ways off. Unfortunately, they've done more damage in 9 months than any administration would be even thought possible. Who would ever have believed he signed those first 17 executive orders? And frankly, the Republicans should have fought, because now you're seeing all the corruption in the election. And those like a guy like Mitch McConnell, instead of saying, well, we have to get back to business, let's approve the Democrat, they should have fought it, because the legislatures are fighting it and we're fighting it. And by the time we got to that vote, Lars, there was tremendous ammunition, more votes than you had voters. I mean, many, many different things in many, many different states. And guys like Mitch McConnell, I guarantee you this, Schumer would have fought it. He would have never agreed. He would have never, ever agreed. Mitch McConnell rolled over like nothing. And what do we get out of it? We get a country right now that is literally in horrible, horrible shape. And it looks like it's a country that's turning socialist or communist, one or the other, because the press is totally gone. The press is totally corrupt. So you have the press is corrupt. The military is a laughingstock all over the world. It's an incredible thing that's happened to our country.
Do you see Joe Biden in that 2024 race?
Well, I don't necessarily, but you never know what happens. I mean, you know, he was in his basement, and a team of very smart communists or socialists ran his campaign for him. He stayed in the basement, didn't say anything, wasn't allowed to say anything. I saw last week where they cut off his microphone in mid-sentence.
They did.
He wasn't allowed to speak. They cut it off, and they darkened the lights at a press conference.
What should it say to Americans that his own staff is afraid to let him answer questions off the cuff, when a guy like you would walk down to the White House briefing room and stand there for 90 minutes taking all kinds of nasty questions? I mean, look, I watched him as a reporter. I watched him. They'd ask you every nasty question to try to back you into the corner. They're afraid to let him ask one or two impromptu questions.
Remember this, Joe Biden wasn't considered smart in prime time, meaning his prime time. You go back 20, 25 years ago, he was considered a dummy. So now you're dealing with another situation. So it's a very sad thing. You know, we can't mess around with our country. Our country is really in peril. Our country is in grave danger, in my opinion, of a collapse. This is a collapse you're talking about. You know what? They're $3.5 trillion plus $1.2 trillion, and it's not infrastructure. They call it infrastructure. It's supposed to be 9% infrastructure. The rest is all throwing money out the window. It's a disgrace. And now the $3.5 trillion, and even, you know, they'll compromise and probably get it approved because they, you know, want to have a victory, and then they'll claim a great victory, et cetera, et cetera. And guys like McConnell. You have McConnell and a total of 19 senators voting for their plan. That gave them such a boost. That was not only bad that they voted because it's bad for the country, but they gave them a victory when they were failing on every other score. So the Republicans that signed that, it's just a disgrace. And some of them are very good people. They just didn't know what they were signing. That was a very bad thing. And now they're using that to negotiate, just as I said they would. They're using it to negotiate.
What's it going to take to get the Republican Party to grow a backbone?
Well, it's been this way for a long time, many, many years, decades. I don't know. They seem to be honorable. If you say, well, why don't you do the same as they do with the election? Sir, I'm a proud United States citizen. I would never do that. Double voting, triple voting, fake ballots, everything else. This is the Democrat territory. They used COVID to rig an election, and they sent out millions and millions of ballots. Many people got 2 and 3 and 4, and it was a disgrace. And, you know, it's interesting. They gave me this approximately 75 million votes. That's many, many more votes than any sitting president has ever gotten. But the vote should be higher than that. But his vote was nowhere near what his vote was. They sent out millions and millions of ballots. And when you see that happen, you just know what happens. I mean, look, they didn't get delivered. The postmen weren't delivering. They were throwing them away. I mean, there's hundreds of stories. This was the most corrupt election this country has ever had. And it was one of the most corrupt elections ever in history anyway. I mean, I knew one person who was involved in another country having to do with the vote. And he said, and this was a country that you wouldn't want to be thinking about in terms of voting. He said, it was more honest than the American system, this last system.
What Mr. President, I hate to cut you off, but your team is telling me, Lars, you're getting the hook.
Don't
Not
worry.
Donald Trump, but Lars is getting the hook. Mr. President, thank you very much.
Lars, you take care of yourself. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure to visit with the President of the United States, and you know he's going to run again in 24, and I can't imagine what the Democrats are going to do trying to run Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. Good luck with either one of those. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show.